With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republicans and Democrats remain bitterly divided as to whether ICE officers should be allowed to wear masks when they're enforcing U.S. immigration laws. That's just one of the many sticking points as the lawmakers try to avoid another government shutdown, this one over funding for the Department of Homeland Security, with a deadline coming up this Friday at midnight. The world's biggest social media companies are facing several landmark trials this year that seek to hold them responsible for harm done to children who use those platforms. Opening statements for the first time in Los Angeles County Superior Court begin this week.
Opening arguments for the first one in Los Angeles County Superior Court begin this week. Instagram parent company Meta and Google's YouTube will face claims that their platforms deliberately addict and harm children. TikTok and Snap, which were originally named in the lawsuit, settled for an undisclosed amount. This case is the first time the companies will argue their cases before a jury, and the outcome could have profound effects on their businesses and how they handle children using their platforms moving forward. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Economist Steve Moore predicts that the 2030 U.S. Census will negatively impact blue states run by Democrats. He says that California's declining population could result in a loss of 4 congressional seats, while New York could face a similar decline.
This next census, which comes in 2030, that California could lose 4 congressional seats. Now think about that. This is a state for the last 150 years has always gained electoral states as it grew and grew and grew. And under Gavin Newsom, they've lost over 2.5 million residents on net.
Moore made his comments in an interview with the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, right now the Dow is back into positive territory, up by about 49 points this hour. The NASDAQ up 261. This is SRN News. Islam sparks an uproar in one Texas school district.
Some of the students at Wiley East High School were surprised when they headed to the lunchroom recently and found that Muslims had set up a booth and were handing out copies of the Quran and hijabs for the girls. They were representatives of a group called Why Islam, and school officials now say their presence was a violation of district rules. At least one staff member at the high school has been put on leave pending an investigation. Michael Harrington reporting.
Most American Jews say they are not Zionists, but it's possible they just aren't clear on what the term actually means. Zionism is defined as a belief that the Jewish people have the right to possess the land granted to them by God in the Old Testament. The new poll finds that only 1/3 of American Jews call themselves Zionists, but nearly 90% say they do support Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state where they are located today. This is SRN News. Vice President J.D. Vance landed in Armenia today, a country that no sitting U.S. vice president, or president for that matter, has visited before, as the Trump administration offered economic opportunities, even as it works to advance a U.S. brokered deal aimed at ending a decades-long conflict with Azerbaijan. Vice President Vance says the peace agreement between the two is visionary.
Peace is not made by cautious people. Peace is not made by people who are too focused on the past. Peace is made by people who are focused on the future.
And the vice president says that part of Armenia's future will involve importing advanced computer chips from the United States.
That means new markets for American workers and for American businesses, but it also means greater prosperity for the people of Armenia. These are chips that simply do not exist in most countries in the world. They are now going to be developed.
And Vance says the U.S. is also ready to export high-tech drones. More on these stories at SRNews.com.